you would take the scriptures and turn in them to Deuteronomy and chapter 27. In Deuteronomy chapter 27, we will be reading the whole chapter, verses 1 through 26. Deuteronomy 27, verses 1 through 26. We remember where we are, that the Lord through Moses has just expounded upon the Ten Commandments, and Israel is growing ever more closer in time to crossing the Jordan into the Promised Land. Deuteronomy 27 will begin in verse 1. These are the words of the living and true God, so give your attention to them. Now Moses, with the elders of Israel, commanded the people, saying, "Keep all the commandments which I command you today. And it shall be on the day when you cross over the Jordan to the land which the Lord your God is giving you, that you shall set up for yourselves large stones, and whitewash them with lime. You shall write on them all the words of this law when you have crossed over, that you may enter the land which the Lord your God is giving you, a land flowing with milk and honey, just as the Lord God of your fathers promised you. Therefore it shall be, when you have crossed over the Jordan, that on Mount Ebal you shall set up these stones, which I command you today, and you shall whitewash them with lime. And there you shall build an altar to the Lord your God, an altar of stones. You shall not use an iron tool on them. You shall build with whole stones the altar of the Lord your God, and offer burnt offerings on it to the Lord your God. You shall offer peace offerings, and shall eat there, and rejoice before the Lord your God, and you shall write very plainly on the stones all the words of this law." Then Moses and the priests, the Levites, spoke to all Israel, saying, "Take heed and listen, O Israel. This day you have become the people of the Lord your God. Therefore you shall obey the voice of the Lord your God and observe His commandments and His statutes, which I command you today." And Moses commanded the people on the same day, saying, "These shall stand on Mount Gerizim to bless the people. When you have crossed over the Jordan, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Joseph, and Benjamin, and these shall stand on Mount Ebal to curse Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali. And the Levites shall speak with a loud voice and say to all the men of Israel, 'Cursed is the one who makes a carved or molded image, an abomination to the Lord, the work of the hands of the craftsman, and sets it up in secret.' And all the people shall answer and say, 'Amen. Cursed is the one who treats his father or his mother with contempt.' And all the people shall say, 'Amen. Cursed is the one who moves his neighbor's landmark.' And all the people shall say, 'Amen. Cursed is the one who makes the blind to wander off the road.' And all the people shall say, 'Amen. Cursed is the one who perverts the justice due the stranger, the fatherless, and widow.' And all the people shall say, 'Amen. Cursed is the one who lies with his father's wife because he has uncovered his father's bed.' And all the people shall say, 'Amen. Cursed is the one who lies with any kind of animal.' And all the people shall say, 'Amen. Cursed is the one who lies with his sister, the daughter of his father, or the daughter of his mother. And all the people shall say, 'Amen. Cursed is the one who lies with his mother-in-law.' And all the people shall say, 'Amen. Cursed is the one who attacks his neighbor secretly. And all the people shall say, 'Amen. Cursed is the one who takes a bribe to slay an innocent person.' And all the people shall say, 'Amen. Cursed is the one who does not confirm all the words of this law by observing them.' And all the people shall say, 'Amen.'" Those are the words of the Lord our God. So now, being God's covenant people, there you can see in verse 9, being the covenant people by God's grace, being given then the law after they became the people of God, they're given the law as a means of obeying the Lord whom they love, and in sanctification, to follow after Him. this law that was written in the Ten Commandments, and then all these expounded upon those Ten Commandments. Those Ten Commandments were to be written on stones that the people would not forget the law of God, and that they would obey the law of God. And then when they came into the land of Canaan, we see it in Joshua after they took over and destroyed Ai. They were to come into the land, and verses 15 through 26, before that, they were to build up the stones and offer sacrifices there. And then we see in verses 15 through 26, the blessings and the curses pronounced, and specifically here, the curses. The next chapter will be the blessings. But here, the curses for those who fail to obey the law of God, especially as it's summarized, verse 26, cursed is the one who does not confirm all the words of this law by observing them. All the law needed to be kept. And disobedience to God's law brings curses. James 2, verse 10 says, "For whoever shall keep the whole law and yet stumble in one point, he is guilty of all." And so we know we have all have sinned. Romans, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. The wages of sin is death. The curse in union with Adam has fallen upon all mankind. And the only hope for Israel in that time and for us today is found in Christ alone. And Galatians 3, verse 13 says, "Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, 'Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree,' as Jesus did, and bearing the curse for us on the cross for our disobedience, for His people's disobedience." And it's only for those that He bore the cross and He bore the curses. Only for those, if you are His people, as we see there in verse 9. Only you, if you come unto Christ and turn from your sins unto Him for your death and for your life, you are to lay hold of Him, cling to Him, grab hold of Him, grasp out to Him, and call upon Him for salvation. Believe on Him and you shall be saved from the curses of God. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, we give You praise this day for the wonderful opportunity we have and the privilege we have that You give us in the fourth commandment and the first through the fourth commandment to worship You. And this, the Lord's Day, the first day of the week, the Christian Sabbath, because Jesus Christ on this day, the first day of the week, rose from the dead to secure our life, to secure our justification. And we give You all praise from the depths of our hearts, not just in our minds, but in our hearts. For we love You, we're thankful for Your grace, we're thankful for the gift of faith that You have worked within us, Your people. And we pray that any here who don't know You, any of those who are in utter disobedience, this complete disobedience to Your law, that they would see their sin, they would see their need of a Savior, because we know the wages of sin is death. And they would turn to Jesus Christ today, that this would be the day of salvation for them and for Your elect, for some, Father, even amongst us today. Father, we pray that even for our children, for those who are far off. Father, further, we ask that You would watch over us, that You would keep us from harm and sickness and viruses, and protect us so that we might continue worshiping You. For what a great struggle it is to not be able to worship You with Your people. What a great discipline that would be. What a great sorrow and grief that would bring upon Your people to not be able to worship You. And there's many churches, wisely or wrongly, depending on the situation, of course we don't know, You know, but who are not meeting today, who are either keeping safe for wise reasons or have forsaken You. Many churches weeks ago, before the government even did anything, forsaking the worshiping and the gathering together of Your people. And Father, we pray that you would convict them of their sin, if that's even us in our sin, in our hearts. Father, forgive us of our sin. Humble us. We are not to be prideful in any of this. Father, we ask that you would not able, that we would not boast in anything but the cross of Jesus Christ. We boast only in you. For you deserve all glory, even the privilege of worshiping you, Lord's Day after Lord's Day, morning and evening. Father, help us. We ask that you would care for our souls. There are many today who are anxious, worrying, fearing the things of this world. But Father, even as we'll learn this evening, we can think of what this virus has done in killing many people, some 30,000 that have been reported throughout the world. And yet this evening we will read about in Chronicles how in one day, one night, you sent an angel of the Lord and killed 185,000. You are the God who is greater than everything in creation. Even viruses, even our sin. And so, Father, may we fear you and not the things of this world. Give us faith in you. Trust in you that Christ sits on the throne as our mediator king. And he rules not only over the church, but over all creation, over all nations. And Father, we ask that you would give us a repentant heart. A heart that looks and examines ourselves as we look to you in our word and we see your law, your perfect righteousness. Father, may we see what is true of us then and turn from our sins that are heinous in your sight and turn unto you from them. Father, forgive us of our sins. We've broken all of your commandments because if we break just one, we are guilty of all, and yet we've actually broken all of them. In thought, word, and deed. Lord, forgive us of our sins and turn us from them unto you. And be merciful to us. We know we don't deserve forgiveness. We don't deserve to remain healthy. We don't deserve to continue in life. We deserve the unmitigated wrath that comes from you and your anger towards our sin forever and ever. And yet today we know that you have shown mercy to us. You have showered us with your grace. And so may we give you all glory and not take any glory for ourselves. Father, we pray for our time today that we would exalt you. That all glory would be given to you. And turn us from our sins unto you, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.